Now joined by Coach Charlie Bacon for the wrestling wrap-up interview here on KTTN 92.3 FM. The Bulldogs, they sent five down to the state tournament. They all acquitted themselves very well. And the future, and we've been talking about the future of this program, it's as bright as it's been probably in the last 10, 15 years for Trenton wrestling. A lot coming up the pipeline here to be excited about, and a lot's going to be returning next year. Not everybody, and we'll talk about some of the graduating seniors off of this group. But now, Coach Bacon, I would say overall, very successful weekend, other in Columbia, other than the fact that you mentioned over the weekend that you would love to get a top 10, but you ended up 11th, but you got something to shoot at for next year.
Yeah, we do. It's a it was a goal that I had set earlier in the season, and I told the boys that we were very capable of making it into the top 10, and it's definitely something to build on. You know, we've got kind of the train rolling on the tracks now, and we just need to keep the momentum going into next year, and you know, bigger goals for next year, obviously.
When you get to a wrestling season where you know that the potential for your group to get better from day one of the wrestling season to last day of wrestling season, there was a lot of potential to get better. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you just kind of get to a point and that's what the team is. But I would say, especially when you got to January 1st in the new year, Coach, the improvement of your group from top to bottom, it was very noticeable over the last 2 months.
It sure was, you know, and I feel like the biggest thing, we came together as a team. You know, we started off as a lot of individuals. I feel like, you know, when a good group of freshmen come in, it feels like a little bit more competition between the teammates those first couple of months. But then once everyone got comfortable with each other and started relying on each other, it just became a total close-knit team, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It was amazing.
Well, let's talk about, you know, a kid who had, at least, you know, wins and losses wise, had a few ups, a few downs down in Columbia, but he ended up, you know, I'm sure Mark Trump ended up on the wrong side of the bracket for when he wanted the way he started, but from the WrestleBacks coach, he really put things together, and he did very well to finish fifth for you last weekend.
He did. You know, he was, like you said, he was kind of on the wrong side of the bracket, and that was just due to, you know, an upset in the other district. And we came out first round against a kid who had beaten us twice before during the season, and we knew it was going to be a tough match, and we didn't get past that one, but Mark took the long road, and he fought his way all the way through the bracket to the fifth place match, and man, what a finish for a senior. He finished in overtime and got the takedown, and it was just one of those moments that I know we were in the tunnel afterwards, and I said, Mark, you're never going to forget this, and he looked at me and said, yeah, I know. It was pretty amazing. So anytime you can get a senior to go out on a win and get him a state medal as well, that's hard to beat.
Well, and as far as a kid who had a great run, and it looked like he might get to the championship game, championship match for a while, Coach, but he ends up finishing third. He fell a little bit short in that semifinal, but what a great run for Hunter McAtee down at state.
Yeah, you talk about a impact freshman, 106 pounds. Hunter McAtee's as good as they get. He finished the season with a, well, just to tell you how dominant he was, he finished 44-5 on the season, and I think 43 of those wins were by pin, and just a solid performance. You know, he didn't show any signs of nerves. If he did, he hit him very well down there and put together a great tournament. Like you said, wrestled a tough Whitfield kid in the semifinals, but really bounced back after that and put some things together and pin both of his opponents for the rest of the time.
As far as a kid who really put things together in the month of February, Coach, and you know, you want to be wrestling your best at this time of year, you know, going out as far as the season. Caleb Johnson, he really did that for you over the last 6 weeks, correct?
Oh my gosh, Caleb Johnson, he was not the biggest 220-pounder there. He probably weighs about 210, but I guarantee you he had the biggest heart of anyone in the 220 bracket. He was undersized and Most of his matches, he just gutted out in the last, he outworked kids in the last period. And usually, I think 90% of our matches down at the state tournament, we were behind by two or more points in the third period, and we managed to come back and get a win. So proud of Caleb Johnson, and the fact that he's only a sophomore makes it even more special.
Who are the other two that went down to state with you last week, Coach?
So we had Gavin Chambers at 113 pounds, and Gavin, boy, he talk about peaking at the right time of the season. He finished with a 24-22 record, and the majority of those losses were from the first part of the season. He really turned it on, made it all the way to the bubble match. You know, anytime you can get a freshman down to the state tournament and get him a 2-2 record all the way to the bubble match, that's a heck of an accomplishment, and I'm just so proud of Gavin.
What did Gavin, obviously he was one of those kids that a light turned on for him at midseason. What did he kind of figure out from a wrestling X's and O's standpoint?
I think he figured out that if he could, you know, if he's wrestling some upperclassmen and if they're bigger and stronger than him, if he could weather that storm for one period or maybe two periods, the third period was his. He was our third period kid, and we knew that if Gavin got into the third period, he was going to outwork his opponents, and he was in better shape than they were. And he also, it goes back to kind of the Caleb Johnson, he has a lot of heart, and that wins a heck of a lot of matches. And I'm just, like I said, so proud of the effort and improvement that he made throughout the season.
Who else was down at state for you, Coach?
At 138, we had Coleman Griffin and another freshman. So, again, you know, this freshman class, talk about the kids program pumping out kids that were varsity ready. Coleman ran into two really tough opponents, and I think maybe nerves got the best of him a little bit, but he's gonna be back hopefully 3 years and put some things together. So I'm just really excited about his future.
You didn't get anybody into that Saturday night championship night, but I know you've been there and seen the atmosphere at Mizzou Arena. And there's been a lot of big-time atmospheres in that arena, but very, very unique is that experience of being able to wrestle on Championship Saturday.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had our medal rounds that morning, and Mark and Hunter and Caleb Johnson all wrestled that morning, and those are exciting enough, you know. And then for them, we got to come back and watch the finals, and it just gives some kids... That atmosphere is amazing, and it gives kids incentive to want to reach that the next year. And it's just an amazing atmosphere, like you said.
If you look at, you know, as I said at the front of the interview, you're going to have kids coming back, and you got a really good, you know, eighth grade class this year. They're going to be freshmen next year. Does it tip the scales in your mind enough, Coach, with what, you know, I guess Gallatin's still the team that people are chasing in the GRC? Do you feel like, is that going to tip the scales by enough that when you look at who's the favorite next year, does that flip over to Trenton, or is that something you guys got to prove head-to-head against Gallatin?
Well, I mean, you know, you have to wrestle it to prove it, but in my mind, I think we're going to be the team to beat. We just have too many weapons in our arsenal coming back next year and getting, like you said, a few of those eighth graders. We are going to be tough. And, you know, my goals for next year, really, I'm setting them high right off the bat because I know we could reach it. And I think a top five finish in the state next year would be definitely something that we need to shoot for, and we need to have our mind on in the off season.
What's the most important thing? It just you know, they got so much better this season, Coach. You made a huge step as a program, and I know so much of the improvement it happens in the month of November, but there's a lot that they can do here between February and November as wrestlers too. What's the most important thing that the guys can do to take that next step in 2021?
Well, I think just remember all of the accomplishments. Don't let that fade away. You know, the second place district finish was a huge boost for morale of the program. And I think getting into the weight room and spending a lot of time in the mat, those are all crucial things. And maybe doing a spring sport would be definitely beneficial, and some summer camps. So that's kind of what's on our agenda from here on out.
We've spoken through the season, too, about how when you have the reins of a program that has the sort of success that Trenton Wrestling had 20, 25, 30 years ago with Coach Hurst, that, you know, that goal of trying to get it back to where it was under Coach Hurst, or at least trying to make steps in that direction, that's something that's very much first and foremost in your mind. And this program's starting to take those strides, whether or not it can get to that level, because that was a very high level. That waits to be seen. But you're making strides in that direction.
Yeah, we definitely are. And, you know, not too many programs can say that they've had, you know, we had Coach Hurst in actually working the Misha tournament this weekend, the state tournament, and Coach Hill was up in the stands watching. And you know, those are the two coaches we've had over the last, I don't know the exact number, but I know over 30 years. And to have that solidness in a program is just amazing. And I definitely strive every day to make those guys proud.
There are some kids, too, who had dads in the program, and then there's that level of, hey, my dad did this, he knows what it is, and you know, and things like that, or maybe uncles and nephews and things like that. So when kids put on that Trenton Wrestling gear, a lot of them are aware of the sort of tradition that this program has.
Yeah, they are. They're well aware of it because, you know, there's our kids' coach has a banner hanging up in the wrestling room, and that happens to be Lynn McAtee, Hunter's dad, and Jeremy Chambers was also a Trenton wrestler. There's, you know, Scott Lewis. There's just the tradition of Trenton wrestling is coming back around, and I'm just so proud of that.
That is the head coach of the Trenton Bulldogs, Charlie Bacon, 11th place finish in state, second place this year in the GRC. And like I said, there's a lot to be excited about looking at next year. Coach, appreciate your time as always on Wednesdays. Have a great rest of the school year.
Tom, thanks for the coverage all season. We appreciate it.